To thump a banjo?
Yeah, or pick at either one.
And pick at either one.
That's my wife.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering when you picked, did you use two fingers or three fingers or?
Two fingers and a thumb.
Two fingers and a thumb. Oh, I see. Did you start playing real young?
Yes. When I was hardly big enough to hold a banjo on my lap. I had an old beat up thing my dad got for us boys, and we'd just thump and beat on that thing. And my brother wanted to play the violin, and we wasn't financially able to buy him one, so he made him one and learned to play it.
Who taught you how to play banjo?
No, I taught myself.
Did you?
Yes.
Do you know who else around this country through here played banjo music?
Well, Ralph Dobbins used to play.
What was his name?
Ralph Dobbins.
Yeah.
And I think Junior Belknap. Well, there was a lot of them plays around here that I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Don't even know their names. They're scattered around in the community here.
Did you ever know a man named Dean around Exchange who played the fiddle?
Jim Dean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he pretty good?
Yeah, on some things he was. He wasn't classed as being a real good fiddler, but no, he didn't do too bad.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any of his pieces?
I think one of them was what he played, one he called Soldier Joy and Granny Will Your Dog Bite.
Now you started to tell me about Sam Hacker. Where did Sam Hacker live?
He lived over on Otter. He's been dead for years.
Yeah.
He lived over on Otter. He was an accomplished violinist. He was, no question about it, he was good. And he almost too lazy to play. But you get him into it, give him a snort or two, boy, he could really play, you know. But he was kind of trifling, Sam was.
He was kind of what?
Trifling.
Yeah.
Didn't care anything about whether he played or not. Trifling, that's one of the these here country hillbillies expressions for being lazy.
And Sam liked to take a drink, did he?
Yeah, he'd take a snort once in a while. Yeah.
Did Sam play for a lot of dances?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, Sam played for a lot of dances. And then we used to have another old fiddler. Now, you might have been thinking, when you asked me about Dean, you might have been thinking about Jake Dean. Jake Dean married a sister to Hobart Blake. And he's been dead for years. Jake was a good violinist, too.
Did he live in this community? Yeah,
he lived, used to live right up the road up here, not too far, and he's been dead for years, though.
Where did they have dances around here? Down?
Oh, mostly people's homes. Somebody'd say, let's have a dance on Saturday night. Well, where we have it? Well, let's see so-and-so. They wouldn't care. Let's have one. They'd go see him. Yeah, come on in. We'll have a dance. But we usually picked the crowds, because back in them days, if you didn't get a bunch of drunks, and it usually ended up in a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. The last two dances I was to, one of them was around here on Butcher's Run, and the other one was over there at Hobart's home, over there on Bragg Run, Hobart's dad's home. And they was cutting and shooting and everything else on that night, and I said, that's my last one. I've got a brave body, but my legs just, they won't stand.
Didn't Hobart's dad, didn't he play fiddle?
Yeah, Jack.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. He was a good fiddler. Uh-huh. Jack was a good fiddler. Yeah, played a many a tune with him.
What was your favorite piece to play with a fiddle on a banjo?
I believe, you mean for me?
Yeah.
Probably Under the Double Eagle. Uh-huh. Like I told you a while ago, I think it seemed to be the easiest for me to learn. And I learned it first, and of course, naturally, that's the one I fool with the most.
Mm-hmm. And did you pick that?
Yeah, I picked it. I picked it or thumped it. Grandpa Jones.
What style did you learn first?
I believe, it's been a long time ago, but I believe I learned to thump it first.
Uh-huh.
And I seen them other people are picking it, you know. I thought, why can't I do that? So I started doing it too.
Uh-huh. What year were you born then, man?
1910.
And you started playing when you were about how old?
Well, I started playing with musical instruments. I was probably around, my mother died when I was 8 years old. I would say probably around 10 or 12, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Where was your home place, or where were you?
Right up here, about half a mile up here. Mm-hmm. That was where I grew up at.
Did you ever leave for any length of time?
I was gone. I've just been back here now. This is my fifth year being back here. I was gone for almost 40 years. Yeah. I went to Ohio and went to work for General Motors. Mm-hmm. And I retired from General Motors.
How about, you spoke of Melvin Wine. How about his father? He was a fiddle player.
Yeah, he was a fiddle player too. I forgot about him, Bob.
Was he pretty good?
Yeah, Bob was a good fiddle player. And Clarence, he only had three fingers on one hand and a thumb. And he didn't do too bad on one, too. That's Melvin's brother. Melvin's been, Clarence has been dead, but now he picked a five-string banjo.
Clarence did?
Mm-hmm. Or a guitar. Uh-huh. It didn't matter. Uh-huh. See, them Wines, they were, they just seemed to be gifted to music. That's where I got mine from. My mother was a Wines. Uh-huh. And they were great singers and musicians. Biddy Camel, that sings with my wife, lives up here about a couple of miles up here. She asked me when I'm just, I was come, said, where did we ever get our gift to sing and play music at? I said, it wasn't none of my family. She said, on my father's side, I said, through the Winders, that's where we get it. Well, she said, I'd never thought about that. And they were all, some of them, if they didn't sing, they played some kind of music, or if they didn't play some kind of music, they were good singers. Mm-hmm. Biddy, she plays the guitar and sings. Mm-hmm. Her and my wife and Brenda Belknap down here, they sing together. Mm-hmm. They've made two sets of tapes. I think about they made about 1,200 tapes. They're talking about making another bunch. I don't know whether they will or not. This Belknap down here girl, she's had a heart attack, and she's not as strong as she was when they first started out, and she has to be kind of careful not to overdo it.
Did you ever have any real old-time singers in your family that sang them real old songs, though? Kind of, you know what I mean, like the old ballads of them.
Yeah, they was, I can remember my father, every now and then I think of an old song that he used to sing. It'll come to me and maybe I'll know a few words of it and maybe I won't know even the verse of it. And every now and then I'll think of something, another one somebody else sang. And it's my mind to remember things that way is not as good as it used to be. Mm-hmm. It slipped by me.
But your father sang a lot?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Quite a bit.
What was his name?
Walter.
Walter Blake?
Mm-hmm. You may have seen him and you may have not. He was crippled in the coal mines. He wore a brace on his body and he had a strap that came up and hooked in the back of a hook in the back of his head, and it come around and held his head up. That was the only way he couldn't go without that no time until he was. He had just dropped down and he was in pain. But he was a hard working man and he liked to sing. He'd try to get with his boys every once in a while we'd be playing and singing, me and my two brothers. And we'd be singing and playing. He never learned to sing. He didn't know what you meant when you sing at a time or something like that. He'd say, "Dad, you're not a singing in time." "What do you mean you're not a singing in time?" "Well, you're not a singing in time. We can't play with you." "You could if you wanted to. You just don't want to sing with me. That's it." But he couldn't keep time with music hardly at all. Unless he was singing with somebody that a way that knew how to do it, and a lot of times maybe we wasn't in the best of time. We were just talking about Holbert a while ago. I can remember when I first started hearing him play, I heard him and his dad play guitar and violin, and Jack would take off in one key and Holbert would take off in another one, and then go all the way through. And it was something that he didn't, I don't know whether he didn't know or whether he just got started and thought it sounded good or not. A lot of people didn't know the difference, but now you think anybody's musical minded could catch it right away. And but he, Holbert got, he's done very well.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any of the songs that your father did sing? You said he sang mostly by himself, kind of.
Yeah, well, let's see. One of them was, I don't know whether the title of it was Welcome the Weary Home or what it was, but it was, or whether it was the glory gates are ever open wide, inviting the world to come. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide to welcome the weary home. Now, I've heard him sing that a lot. If I just study, I can think of probably a dozen of them that he'd, mm-hmm. but.
Would they all be hymns or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used to sing a song that's not been too many years before he died. The intoxicated rat. Did you ever hear that one? That the other night when I come home, drunk as I could be, I got tangled on the old doormat and fell as flat as I could be. And in my pocket was a bottle of gin, and I didn't have any more, and the supper come out when I went down and spilled it on the floor. Said, a rat come out of its hiding place and sat down by the puddle of gin. Said, doggone my pop-eyed soul, I'm going to get drunk again. And the order goes on about, said, I'm only a rat, but a doggone cat can't drive me back to my hole. And about that time, the little tomcat jumped in, and he brought back to his hole he went. He'd sing that. And then little comical things like that. But he mostly sang hymns. He was great for hymns, gospel music.
Did they ever have any fiddling contests around?
Oh, yes. They had a lot of brown.
Where did they have them?
Up here at the old, where the old schoolhouse is up here at the Blow Exchange at there's the Baptist Church, at the tile school building. Yeah, they used to have them in there. They used to have them they used to have them over Gassaway. They'd have them over Sutton. And they had some over Burnville. Just all around in Braxton County.
Yeah. Did you ever go to them?
No. I never did go to them.
Who would play at them?
Well, I can think of a few. It'd be Jim Dean, Jake Dean, Jack Blake, Denzel Blake, Carpenter, and Melvin Wine. Bob Wine. Oh, there'd be 8 or 10 of them would go. And they'd go.
Do you know anything about who would judge them or how they'd judge them?
Yeah, they'd pick three out of they'd announce it a couple of weeks ahead of time, and they always had a good crowd. Uh-huh. And they'd pick three out. Maybe they knew the music, maybe they didn't. And they'd pick three out for judges out of the crowd, and they'd done the judging. They didn't award no big prize money or anything like that, but it was something to be picked as being the best fiddler. Mm-hmm. Did you ever know Shelt Carpenter?
I knew who he is. That was Ernie's.
Yeah, dad. Yeah. We was up at Shelt's one night. Hurley Burke used to live up there, close to Shelt Carpenter, and me and my brother used to work for Hurley up there, here on Cedar Creek below Bonnie. And we went up to Hurley's, and Hurley says, well, he said, we'll go down to Shelt's tonight and play some music. Hurley picked a little bit, and he picked the banjo. He fingered it out. And went down there and Shelt, he was brought his fiddle out and he was talking about it and telling a big story. And he said, you know that fiddle? He said, it's 150 years old. It was born 2 years before I was. Yeah.
Now, did you ever know the old man they called Squirrely Bill? That would have been Shelton's dad, I think.
No, I never knew Squirrely Bill. Uh-huh. In fact, about it, I never saw Shelton, I don't think, but the one time. Uh-huh. But now my brother that lives in Baltimore, that plays the violin, well, he plays anything. We was over at homecoming over at Sutton here, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, and he said, "Do you know Ernie Carpenter?" And I said, "No." I said, "I know a carpenter, but I don't know what his name is." He said, "If I'm not mistaken, right out there is Ernie Carpenter." And he said, "I've not saw him since we was up at Hurley's that time." So he said, "I'm going out and find out." He went out and said, "Are you Ernie Carpenter?" He said, "Yes, I am." Well, then they had to sit down and talk, reminisce over their fiddle playing and everything.
Uh-huh. Does your brother stay after the music pretty well? Still?
No, he's quit.
Has he?
Yeah, just about quit. Huh. Yeah, he's bought it. He said, "I don't know what made me do it." He said, "I've got a walked in a music store. He was looking for a over shoulder strap to go on a guitar, and he was looking at the mandolins hanging there. And he always said they had one beautiful mandolin there." And he asked the fellow, said, "How much is that mandolin?" He said, $1,200. He said, I wasn't interested in anything that high. Now, he said, "I've got one here. I'll sell you for $200. And boy, it was a dandy, and he bought that thing. And after he said, I walked out and started to wear that, he said, "I wonder what in the world I ever bought that mandolin for." He can play it, though. Yeah. He had it down, and he comes up his wife has Alzheimer's disease. And she's been in the hospital now about going on 3 years, I reckon. He stays down there in Baltimore. And he likes it around here. Of course, he's born and raised here. And he comes up here and sometimes stays 2 weeks with me. He just went back a couple of 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably be back up for the Sutton homecoming. He said he didn't know for sure he would. Mm-hmm. But he said he probably would. But he don't. He said he was someplace here a while back and they wanted him to play a piece on the fiddle. And he said, "I saw him around for a little while and tried to play one." He said, "I couldn't hit the where I wanted to do it all." He said, "I just jerked the bow off of it and said, 'Yeah, you take it.'"
Now, what were his best pieces, do you remember, years ago?
No, he played Ragtime Annie and Ragtime Annie and Hell Among the Yearlings was the ones that they wanted mostly for dancing. Mm-hmm. And the pieces he played them all good, but he had certain ones that he played.
Does Sam Hacker, does he have any people still living?
Now, I don't know whether he does or not. He had a daughter, Gladys. That's only about his niece living over here. He used to come down and visit with them. Now, she used to come down and stay over a month at a time. I don't know whatever become of her, whether she got married and moved away, or whether she died or what happened to her. I think Sam had maybe two or three girls. Uh-huh. I'm not sure.
Do you know what year Sam died?
No, I don't.
Would it be like 50s or farther back?
Let's see. I imagine it's been 50 years.
Did you ever know any colored people that played music? I've heard Sarah, I think, talk of an old man they called
George Marsh.
George Marsh.
Yeah, I never knew it. Okay. He died before I got to know him, George Marsh. And there was I don't know what his real name was, but he called himself Lost John. And he sung a song about himself. He said he'd be singing, and he said, someplace in the song, he said, "Heard a noise down under the ground, it's the devil, the dragon lost the shot around." He was pretty comical.
Heard a noise down under the ground, devil was dragging lost John around.
Yeah.
Now what did he play?
A guitar.
Where did he live, do you know?
I don't know where he lived. I never, just back over in that Burnsville, Orlando, or someplace over in there, I don't know where.
That wasn't the one they called Lacey, was it? Grafton Lacey?
No. I know, I just barely, I believe I know who you're talking about, Grafton Lacey. I'm pretty sure I did, but it wasn't him. Mm-hmm.
And this one played guitar and sang a lot of songs?
Yeah. Yeah. He was comical. He was as comical as he could be. They was singing "Where Blue Copen" one time on the railroad track. Is old Uncle Ben Riffle was in the bunch. And they met Mr. Talkin, and somebody else had come along, and they'd stop and seen that Lost John had a guitar, and after all, somebody said, "You play that thing?" "Oh," he said, "I try it." He said, "Well, sing us a song and play it." And he threw that old guitar up and started playing. He come to that there part, he was playing Lost John, and he said, "I heard a noise down under the ground, the devil dragging Lost John around." Old Uncle Ben Riffle tickled him so he was standing in the middle of the track. He started back up and laughing and caught his heel on the railroad rail, and I bet he slid halfway as far as near that culvert down there, right down over through the cinders and briars. That Lost John was comical.
You know Bud Sandy?
Yeah, I knowed him.
He's
yeah.
a banjo player.
Right? Yeah, Bud Sandy and Henry and Avis and I believe one they call Gladys. Yeah, I knew Bud Sandy. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
I thought he was. Of course, that's been a long time ago. Anybody could make two strings sound pretty good while a good musician, as far as I was concerned, when I first started out. Mm-hmm. Now then, I'm pretty critical.
Did you, in your family, did you ever play them dulcimers?
Oh, like, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. We've got one in our family.
Yeah?
I don't have it. My sister has it.
She's She's the one in Ohio?
Yeah, she lives in Ohio.
Well, who made you dulcimer?
Now, I don't know whether Sarah's brother, one of Sarah's brothers made it or not. I wouldn't want to say who made it, but which one of it was, but I imagine it was probably was Lori.